Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on,
hat on,
suit on,
suit on,
looking like the Dapper Don,
giving them all on,
dressed like a million bucks,
things in its cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
They're listening to me.
Mm-hmm.
Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Get your hands together.
A good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on now, dig me, if you will. One and only Steve Harvey, got a radio show. You know, one of the things about being successful, and I was sharing this just the other day with a young man, and he asked me, he said, "Hey, man, I just don't see how you get up that early in the morning. I just don't see how, man. It would kill me to get up this early in the morning." Well, I sat there and I'm listening to it because it's just 1,000 times I've heard it, you know. And my life is, you know, not too different from a lot of people's lives. There's a lot of people out there that rise early. And I just sit there, man, because, first of all, I'm grateful to be able to have a job. I'm so grateful to be able to do one and several that I happen to enjoy doing. I mean, you know, it's work. And it's difficult at times, but I mean, you know, I wanted this. You know, you got it. You know, you can't ask God for nothing. Then he give it to you. Then be mad that you got it. Don't make no sense. You know, the problem with asking God for stuff is a lot of times we asking for stuff we don't really know what all it encompasses, what all it really is. And I asked for this. Now, along the way, I've gotten far more than I asked for. I want you to do understand that. And, you know, that's his grace at work in my life. But I get up early and I go to work because I do understand something, that it is not walking up to you. Nobody walks up to people normally and just hand them checks all the time, and enough checks to sustain your life, and not only sustain it, but to have a life that where you could enjoy and do some of the things you want to do. I don't know the person that walks out, hands out that money just to be doing it. And then with a lifestyle, though, where you can, you know, give your kids a Christmas, you know, take your family on vacation, you know, a year, once a year. I don't know nobody passing out that kind of money. So I get up early in the morning and I get at it. I was taught to get up early in the morning by my father, because my father says, ain't nothing going to come to you while you laying there. And you know what? It's just true, man. It's just a little common sense. Look, old people smart, man. They've been around a long time. You don't get, you know, some old fools out there, but you know, you don't have to deal with them. But old people are pretty smart, man. They've learned a lot along the way. And waking up early and getting at it is one of them things. And I ask everybody, man, to think about this scenario of your life. If a day has 24 hours in it, and let's just say you choose to sleep 8 of those hours because they tell you you need 8 hours sleep. So you sleep 8 hours. That's a third of your life asleep already. Just a third of your life is spent asleep if you're going to do 8 hours a day. Now, let's say you have a job that you work 8 hours. And it's not the job of your dreams. It's not your dream career, your dream profession. It's just the one you took, like all of us, to get it started. And then, like all of us, some of us end up having to stay there because we've created these bills, because we check the check, so we can't leave it, because we'll lose what we've worked for. So let's just say you got a job that you go to work to for 8 hours. That's another third of your life. That's two-thirds of your life. Feel how you want to feel about your two-thirds. Well, I like sleep. Okay, cool. There's a scripture about that, too. But now you spent two-thirds of your life, one on a job you don't care for if you're not happy there, or one that just pays the bills and it's not your dream job or career. Another third of your life is sleep. Oh, now let's hold on. Let's talk about the 1 hour of preparation that it may take to get to the job. That's 17 hours. Let's say your drive time, let's say getting to your job for the average person is anywhere between 30 to an hour. That's an average of what it takes the average person. Now, some people out there hustling way harder than that. But let's just say your average is an hour getting to work. You add another hour to that going to work. You've now spent 18 hours out of the 24 doing something that's either non-productive, you're not happy with, you're not pleased about, is not your dream job, is not your dream profession, and the rest of the time you sleep 18 hours. Now, you got to come from the job. So let's just say it's another hour to get back home. That's 19 hours. 19 hours out of a 24-hour day. You now have 5 hours left in your day. Oh, you watch TV 2 hours a day? Okay, excuse me. Now you put 2 hours of TV on there. You've just spent 21. You now have 3 hours in the day to do something super productive for the development of yourself and the future of your family and your future as a person and what you can provide for your family. Uh-oh. I need to chill. I need to smoke one. Uh-oh. I needed some time at happy hour. Seem like all I do is drive to work and go to work. I'm gonna go out with the fellas, drink one. Okay, let's say you spend 2 hours at happy hour. Nobody go to a happy hour just for an hour. Let's say you spend 2 hours at happy hour or smoking or some video games. Let's throw that in there. 2 hours of smoking, chilling, video games. That's 23 hours of your day gone. Don't you see how your day slips away from you? So why would you get up early? You get up early to get a jump. You get up early to produce, to plan, to become productive. You get up early in the morning to care about every single minute of your day. You wake up early in the morning because you have a plan, a mission. You have something you want to accomplish. The earlier you get up, the more time you have just for you to devote to your plan. You map it out. You make some, send some emails. Whatever it is you need to do to get your dream underway. Then you go get ready. Then you get in your car and go to work. Then you go to your job. But on your job, instead of sitting at your lunch break messing around with a bunch of people laughing and talking about nothing, playing dominoes, why don't you take that hour to do some more research, to send out some more emails, to put some feelers out there to see what can get you in the place that you want to be. Then when you get off, instead of driving straight home, why don't you go somewhere in a meeting? You know, take in a session with some people in a positive mental state, group of people that get together and network for business, not drink at happy hour. I said network for business. So after you've done that eight that you don't really care for on a job, you spend some more time pursuing, looking into, researching, working towards, sending out some more applications, putting in some more time to build your new app, discussing some more networking ideas. Okay, that's your happy hour. Then when you go home, instead of chilling, drinking one, having a cold one, smoking one, playing a video game, why don't you take that 2 hours and devote that to that business idea you got, to that family that you talk about you really want. Spend some time with your children. Put something into them. Do something, man, with all these precious hours that God gives all of us in the course of a day. Take advantage of every minute of that. No human being has more than 24 hours a day, including myself. But if you care about every single minute of that day, you'll be amazed at how much you could get accomplished in a 24-hour day. But you can't get none of that happening because you sleep and you chilling and you smoking. Okay, what has that done for you, your family, or your future? Care about every minute of your day.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen and ladies, boys and girls, girls and boys, monkey trainers, circus clowns, Cirque du Soleil performers, anybody that do burlesque, anybody that does Broadway, anybody that does church plays, all of you that are on the praise team, the dance praise team, who did not qualify for gymnastics in school. I'm talking to all them who has put on a little bit of weight over the years and can no longer jump and have joined the praise team. I need everybody's attention. I need all churches who allow people in the choir just cause they come down there and start singing. We need to start doing auditions. Single, solo auditions. Your turn. This is the key we singing in. Ding, 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 ding. And hit that note. And single, solo audition. That is what we need. And that's who I'm talking to this morning. And one more person. The tambourine player at the church that really shouldn't have it, that you want to take her tambourine. I'm talking to all of y'all. Morning. This is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Good morning, Shirley Strawberry, Carla Farrell, the mouth of the South, Mississippi Monica, and the legend that is Nephew Tommy.
Yes. all that off your chest.
Get that off your chest,
you know,
baby.
It's been bothering like you.
That. Yeah, you know, because I...
The tambourine. You know,
I always wanted the tambourine. It was always one person that just kept the tambourine.
We took it from a girl at our church because she just wasn't. She didn't.
Y'all didn't have any rhythm.
Yeah, and we gave it to Sister Bernice. Sister Bernice was getting mad at her because she was trying to over tambourine Sister Bernice, and Bernice was the ultimate tambourine player, so we took hers from her. But I tell you my real issue, though. Can I tell you my real issue? It's the praise dance team.
Go ahead.
These praise dance teams, y'all need to stop this here. Listen.
Why do you always say that?
I just, because
leave
it's
them
just.
Alone.
No, it's just, y'all need to stop this here.
What is it about them, dog? What is it that you don't like?
First of all, I know they didn't make the gymnastics or the cheerleading team. I know they did.
Maybe they were on the dance squad at school. Maybe.
I know, but what is the dance squad, though? Actually, for people who cannot be majorettes. We know.
But maybe they
would
say their talents.
Maybe they was on the flag,
the
team. That flag team.
That's who they are. They are flag bearers who wants to go and do
ain't
something
wrong
for
with
the
flag
Lord.
Hits.
No, stop. Y'all need to get out of this here. You can't jump no more. These little half jumps y'all be doing. Let's stop. Let's stop these praise teams at these churches.
Oh,
let's
God.
Just do the choir and so we can go home.
No,
and they always involve water and throwing stuff. You know, don't,
This is
no,
why
I can't
can.
Watch the praise
this
team
why,
no more.
Yeah.
Come on, Shirley.
This is why you cannot preach.
Not with him.
People have called you a preacher, but you're not.
I keep telling you.
Criticizing the dancers. All right. Coming up in 32 minutes after the hour, we'll run that prank back with the nephew right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now to start your morning off with the nephew and run that prank back. What you got for us, Neff?
We about to get all the way up under them gums, Shirley. This right here is gingivitis. Gingivitis. Okay, we're going to floss. If you way back there with that wisdom tooth at, when, if you don't get back up in there, whew, Lord have mercy. Gingivitis, let's go.
Hello, I'm trying to reach Kelvin Davis.
Yeah, this is Kelvin. Who am I speaking with?
How you doing, Kelvin? Let me make sure I got the right Kelvin. Kelvin, you at the job, you work on the fourth floor, right?
Yeah, I work on the fourth floor.
Are you in the cubicle next to Randy?
Yeah, matter of fact, I am. But who am I speaking with?
Well, I'm not at liberty to give my name right now, but I'm bringing some news from the job that I think you might want to, you know, this is some news I think that you would probably want to know. And let's just say I'm an employee from another floor, and I got wind of what was going on the fourth floor, and I wanted to bring it to your attention because I think on your floor nobody's bringing this to your attention. You know.
Okay. So let me get this straight. You can't tell me your name, but you work on a floor below me. Do you know me?
I've seen you before. I've seen you before.
Okay. No. Do you know me?
I mean, I don't know you. No. So no. Let me.
Okay.
Let me,
so how did you get to so-called being the spokesperson for people who work with me?
Hey, man, I just wanted to give you the news because the whole fourth floor is gossiping about you and nobody's telling you what's going on.
Okay, so obviously the gossiping about me has gotten to you on the third floor, and now you are coming to be my deliverer, so to speak?
I'm just a guy bringing you some news, man. I'm just here to... Let me ask you this, bro. Are you flossing at night?
Am I... What business is that of yours?
I'm just asking, are you flossing at night? Do you floss on a regular basis?
Yeah, I floss on a regular basis. What's that got to do with the price of tea in China?
Okay. When's the last time you've been to the dentist?
Man, who the hell are you?
Hey, let me tell you, to be honest with you, man, my problem is not really with you. I'm really upset with the people on the floor that's not telling you. But you know,
well, why ain't you talking to them?
Well, the problem is, man, is that they talking about you and they're not telling you what your issue is. So let's get to the issue at hand. So you are flossing. You are flossing. That's what you're saying?
Damn straight I floss.
Okay, are you brushing your tongue?
Come on now. You don't have to question me about my hygienic makeup. Okay. You don't know me. You have never talked to me. But you're going to side with a bunch of folks that think they can
I'm not siding with them, brother. I'm not siding with them. But
if you're making a call on their behalf, you're siding with them.
Okay, Kel,
this is
Kel,
bullshit, man.
Kel, listen to me.
This is messed up, dude. Really? You don't even know me and you're going to approach me like this?
So, Kel, they think you have gingivitis.
Oh.
I mean, when you go to your dentist, are y'all cleaning below your gums?
Dude, the dentist do what he do. I'm laying there with my mouth wide open. And I go more often than every 6 months. So what the hell are you talking about?
Well, okay, something is wrong, okay? And everybody's saying that it's you, it's your breath. That's just, you know, they saying they leaving the fourth floor to go down to the lobby just to get some fresh air.
Oh, that's bull. Well, this is what I want you to do. Since you speaking on their behalf, tell every one of them sorry so-and-sos that if they got a problem with me, they need to come approach me. And then, if it's that bad, I'll blow my stank ass breath in their face. Bring it on. So that, okay. This conversation with you is really way off base because you have no business calling me, telling me what they say.
Can I give you some items to mix together for you to gargle with later tonight?
You work in the building, but now you're a dentist. Man, you know what? This is bull, and we gonna settle this tomorrow. First thing in the morning, I'm gonna go to the fourth floor and wait for all these sorry so and so's to come up there who's been talking about me behind my back. And guess what? You invited to the party too, player. Since you gonna be their representative, each one of them lying bastards when they get in there, as far as I'm concerned, when tomorrow get here, is gonna be ass whooping. And if you want some of it, show up since you're the representative. Because you can get a bit of it.
Do you think it could be some cavities or something?
My foot in your cavity ass is what it's gonna be. And whoever else wanna try to take it out, they gonna get it in theirs. So guess what? It's on tomorrow. I ain't got gingivitis.
Are you only brushing in the morning when you leave for work? Are you only brushing?
Dude, have you not understood me? Don't keep questioning me. You can question me tomorrow after I whoop their ass and yours. Why'd you do me this way?
Can you bring your toothbrush tomorrow?
I'll bring a toothbrush. It's five fingers on my toothbrush. I bring them, they'd be balled up, and you will get the Mr. Cleaning that you ain't never thought you would get from a dentist.
Okay.
They just don't know what you're starving.
Hey, man, bro. Calm down, man. Just calm down. We're trying to fix the problem.
This going to fix the problem.
Kevin, you kicking ass is not going to change your breath.
I ain't going to worry about it. Them lying jokers can come down there and sit in your cubicle.
All right. So do you want to know who put this out there? I want you to know me when you see me tomorrow.
Go ahead and lay it out for me. Tell me who the hell you are.
So this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Randy got me to prank phone call you, man.
You know what? You almost caused me to say something. You is lying to me. How you gonna call brother and do me like that, man? Yeah, okay, I got you. You wait till I see Randy in the morning. You wait till I see him.
All right, man. Give it to me. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Without a doubt, man. It got to be Nephew Tommy and the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
What?
Nothing. Thank you, Nephew.
Get your teeth, man.
All right, look, thank you. Coming up next, it is Ask the CLO. Our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey, is in the building.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, Beyonce's Rihanna tour roundup. Blue Ivy performed on the stage with her mom in London and in Paris. Plus, NFL Hall of Famer Brett Favre is trying to sue Shannon Sharp for his comments about the Mississippi welfare scheme. And 82-year-old actor Al Pacino.
Come on, what?
Al Pacino's girlfriend is pregnant.
Ain't nothing wrong with this here. Al Pacino. He can do that.
White men need to stop this.
That's Scarface. Scarface can do that. He can do that.
I'm gonna have to talk to these old white men. I'm gonna go ahead and meet with them.
That man, Robert De Niro.
He's from the Corleone family. He can do that.
Okay, what he from?
We'll talk about all of these stories at the top of the hour, but right now it is time to ask the CLO. Alicia in Chesapeake says, my husband informed me that he's taking money out of our savings to help his daughter landscape her yard. And I told him, no, he's not. We are always bailing his daughter out and her sorry husband out of a financial crisis. So how do I get it to stop?
Well, that's a hard one, to take your money out of savings. You all are older, to help somebody landscape a yard. This ain't an emergency. This ain't no emergency. And if you ain't got money for flowers, then your ass just ain't finna. You finna have, you're not finna win yard of the week. Right. You're not finna win yard of the week. No, you're just not gonna do it this month. You're not finna win. You ain't finna get the green thumb. You ain't finna do none of that. You're finna live in a little barren ass house. We can see where the bricks is touching your foundation around your house. We're not giving you no money for no flowers. That's it. We're not doing that. Because it's just, come on now. If it's an emergency, I'll help my kids.
Yeah. Right.
But you want to put some fly, you want to do some landscape, you need some sod. What do your husband do?
Some mulch. Some mulch.
Yeah. Yeah, get your ass down to Home Depot, man. Right. And get busy. Go down there to that do-it-yourself class, and they'll teach you everything down there. Mm-hmm. Hey, man, this is what you need. You need a spreader for some fertilization. You're going to need yourself a wheelbarrow just to tote little stuff around from front to the back. Mm-hmm. You need a little standard set of gardening tools. Mm-hmm. And then you need to get your ass a lawnmower. Now, you can't afford the one. See, if you need the money for landscape, you can't get the lawnmower with the chair on it. Your ass got to get the push.
The standard.
The push.
Yeah, you got to do some physical labor, dog. Mm-hmm.
This is a parent doing too much, dog. That's what this is.
Yeah.
Way too much.
No. And I would just say, look, darling, I don't mind helping these kids if they're in an emergency, but please, let's stop taking our savings out to bail these people out of stuff that ain't even emergency. Now when emergency come, they're going to need more and we ain't going to have nothing. Right. So let's stop this right now.
That part. Back.
You're not getting a flower bed this year.
All right, here we go. Next. Chevelle in Boston says, I relocated for a great job and my man of 10 years came to visit me and he never left. I was thinking new city, new man when I moved because I want to get married one day and my man is stalling. So is it cool to start dating other guys?
He came.
Why did you? Does he live with her?
Yeah, he came there and never left. She moved to a new city for a great job.
Because she was thinking great new man, new life. Mm-hmm. He's a moocher.
He's
a moocher. And he moved in with you because it's easy. And you know why it's easy? Because you ladies, sometimes if you make a man's life so convenient, let me tell you something. I can't quote this exactly, but something like this. Hard times produces strong men. Strong men produce convenient times. Convenient times produce weak men.
Whoa.
All right.
And weak men produce hard times.
Mm-hmm. It goes around.
Hard times, strong men, all the way down to hard times, weak men. So if you enable a man, if you enable a boy, this is what you're going to end up with. And I'm paraphrasing that, so I don't have it. I'm gonna find the exact quote because it's really dynamic. But that's what happens, man. And this is making this dude's life convenient. He ain't got to marry you. He's conveniently living with you.
And why is he living there? Why? Get out.
Yeah, he's 10 years. He's stalling, stalling.
Yeah. He's made up his mind, I think.
Yeah. In a day.
All right, moving on to Bree in Tampa. Bree says, my boyfriend and I were having sex and I asked him if he was enjoying himself. And he said he was very sleepy and about to fall asleep. We have the same work schedule and sleep schedule. So why is he too sleepy to finish having sex?
You're tired.
Come on now.
You're tired.
You know the answer to that. You know the answer to that.
What is it? Say it.
It ain't good.
Let's go.
She's putting him to sleep. And
you got
it ain't good. Y'all, but let me tell you something. It's not necessarily her fault, though. Because let me tell you something about sex, man.
Shut up, Tommy.
Sex is like pizza.
Okay, let me
hear. It's good, hot or cold.
Oh, okay.
It's good, hot or cold.
Okay, you've been deep.
You know how many mornings I done woke up and went back in there, and that pizza was just as damn good.
I know. I love cold pizza.
We got to warm it up, though. I can't eat no cold pizza.
I know, but see, one more time. First of all, you're too damn close to the Zoom camera.
Yeah, all I see is this big old forehead.
Dog, all I saw is your forehead just now. Yeah. I don't like talking to the top
back
of your head.
Back it up.
And he got his PJs on.
Yeah. I ain't mad at that. He got a little pimp pair. He got a little PJ with the piping on it. You know, he look like that. That look like a little ice cream selling uniform.
Derrick Rose, baby. That's Derrick Rose PJ.
Wait a minute.
Derrick Rose got pajamas on?
No, not that Derrick Rose, but there's a brand called Derrick Rose. Real
soft.
Oh,
I thought you were talking about the basketball player.
No.
I do, too. But Steve, what you was about to say, they was too big because Derrick Rose.
Oh, you know good and hell well you ain't got on no damn Derrick Rose pajamas.
There you go.
How tall is Derrick?
You might as well have on some Shaquille O'Neal socks. hey, hold on. Monica found this quote for me. Mm-hmm. Hard times create strong men.
Okay.
Strong men create good times. Good times create weak men. And weak men create hard times.
Okay. Now, you almost had it, though.
Yeah, you were pretty accurate.
Pretty
I was close, but that's what happens, man, when you enable a man. Last one. Hard times create strong men. Strong men create good times. Good times create weak men. And weak men create hard times. It's a cycle, man.
So, tall men create short men.
Here we go.
Short men create tall men. And tall men create...
When we come back, I'll straighten that out for you. So y'all hang right there. When we come back, I'll tell Tommy what he meant to say.
All right. At the top of the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Beyoncé's Renaissance World Tour is in full swing. This past Friday, the tour stopped in Paris while on stage. Beyoncé paid tribute to Tina Turner, telling her fans in part that if you're a fan of mine, you're a fan of Tina Turner, because I wouldn't be on this stage without Tina Turner. The other highlight of the tour was Beyoncé's daughter Blue Ivy surprising fans in Paris and London by dancing with her mother on stage.
So Beautiful.
Yeah. So here's the question, guys. If one of your kids wanted to try comedy, just say on stage, would you let them perform during your set if they were funny?
That's what I did with Tommy.
Oh.
I did my part. I'm still here. I'm still standing now.
I bought his ass out there.
I'm still standing.
I bought his ass out there. Because you never know. You know, they might have a gift in them.
Yeah. Pay it forward.
I discovered his. But, oh, let me straighten out this quote Tommy had. We were doing
last break.
The quote about strong, hard times create strong men. Strong men create good times. Good times create weak men. And weak men create hard times.
And I said, short men create tall men, and tall men create short men, and short men create tall men. And that's,
that's and here's what he meant.
Well, I stopped there.
Here's what he meant. Short men look up to tall men, and tall men look down to short men. Now, short men mad now, and tall men. And tall men don't give a damn.
D-end. D-end, yes. You better get deep up in here, that part.
I love it.
All right, and other entertainment news. First, Robert De Niro, and now 82-year-old Al Pacino's girlfriend, 29-year-old Nora Alfalfa, is 8 months pregnant. Who knew? Al has 3 children from 2 different women, and his current girlfriend has also dated Mick Jagger. And as you know, 79-year-old Robert De Niro just had a baby with his girlfriend. So there you go.
Oh, and Steve, I see. You're Pacino said you ain't gonna outdo me. That's what he's saying. Because you know him and De Niro been neck and neck for years. That's all that.
Yeah.
I need to meet with these old white men and talk to them because it's just y'all doing a disservice. And you know, just you know, you've been a star and you've been in the limelight all your life. Now all of a sudden you ain't no more. Now you won't back in. Now you are making all these kids. And I think you're doing a disservice to these children because your children's prayers should not be this small. These kids praying for things that's too small. Dear Lord, please, if you will, allow my father to see me graduate from kindergarten. You know, stuff like that. You know, Lord,
kindergarten though.
Please, Lord, if you will, keep him yet safe. So I can learn how to ride a bike. Lord, watch over my father, Lord.
Come on here now.
Because I need to know how to tie my shoes. Lord, watch over me because I would like to have the experience of my father taking me to the barbershop for my first haircut. Father, keep him alive if you can. Just through my early years of development, Lord have mercy, keep my father alive so that he'll be able to see my first color drawing. Father God, he will still be here to watch me turn in my first shapes and colors exam. Lord God, if you will, and I'm asking you if you will please allow my father to be here when I'm finally able to ride in a car seat, Lord. But I want him to see me buckle it in myself. I'm asking all these things from my father, Al Pacino and Robert De Niro, Mike Douglas and all the old white men who have decided in their 80s and 90s to produce people like me. I ask you, Lord, Heavenly Father, if you could allow my father to be here to teach me how to do this. Father, if you could just let him still be here asking these things. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Finally, in entertainment news, NFL Hall of Famer Brett Favre insists that Shannon Sharpe's commentary last year about Favre's relationship to a scheme in which $77 million was misappropriated from a Mississippi welfare program crossed the line from sports talk banter to statements of fact that were both untrue and that were harmful to his reputation. And he is suing Shannon Sharpe now. This is according to Yahoo.com.
Didn't he do this? What's untrue?
You got a lot of nerve, Brett Favre.
Yeah. What's untrue?
This is according to Yahoo.com. Favre hasn't been charged with a crime. There's no indication he'll face charges. However, he is a defendant in a civil lawsuit brought by the Mississippi Department of Human Service, which depicts Favre as conspiring with others to misuse governmental funds for volleyball and football faculty's projects at the University of Southern Mississippi. During last September on his show, Sharp said, "The problem that I have with this situation, you've got to be a sorry mofo to steal from the lowest of the low. Brett Favre is taking from the underserved in Mississippi, and Favre stole money from people that really needed that money. The judge will make a ruling soon if this case will move forward."
You can say what you want to say.
If you could sue somebody every time they made a false statement about you,
you'd be so rich.
Much, you know the money I have.
You'd be rich, dog.
Dog.
Rich, rich. Super rich.
Dog, I wouldn't even be sitting here with y'all this morning.
All right. Moving on. Coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, Juneteenth weekend will be a weekend of voter registration action, and we'll tell you why right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This upcoming Juneteenth weekend holiday is a weekend of action for when we all vote. It's time to get people registered to vote for the 2024 presidential campaign. We previously told you about the NAACP travel ban to Florida because the state is hostile toward African Americans. And now the governor of Florida, we know him, Ron DeSantis, announced his 2024 presidential campaign. He's raised over $8.2 million in the first 24 hours of his announcement. DeSantis has aggressively attempted to erase Black history and to restrict diversity, equity, and inclusion programs in Florida schools. He seized control of the state's Environmental Protection Agency, and he has extended restrictions on school lessons about sexual orientation and gender identity. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is not worried about DeSantis because he is focusing on other candidates. Trump recently said good luck to Senator Tim Scott in entering the Republican presidential primary race. Trump said it is rapidly loading up with lots of people, and Tim is a big step up from Ron DeSanctimonious, who is totally unelectable. Register to vote now. Register to vote now at whenweallvote.com.
He is really... He's to the far right of Donald Trump. And that's what he's playing to. So he's trying to get Donald Trump's base and the extremists to see even more to the far right. Because look, man, to exclude diversity, like hurt all the HBCUs in Florida, the statement he's making to white people, and they have the stupidity to listen, is if we keep talking about just them and them having their own, that further divides us as a people. You got to be careful what this cat is saying, but if you're not including us, and then you don't want to give us our own, where we at now? Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. I just don't see it, man. And this dude is dangerous, man. He's dangerous. I think he's more dangerous than Trump. Mm-hmm. I really do.
Now, Trump thinks that the more Republicans get in the race, he'll get the nomination. He wants to divide, party up. So that's why he wants Tim Scott.
The brother. Tim Scott is the brother. And when you look at the numbers from Nikki Haley, who's also announced her campaign, he's way down the list. He's got like
ain't
about
no good
1%
in hell where Republicans
support.
Ain't finna. Listen, y'all know good in hell where ain't no Republicans finna nominate no black person. Stop that right now.
He's the only one. He don't give a damn about Tim Scott.
He know it. Good and damn well the Republican Party will never elect a black person. They tried
black
it with Herschel.
Republican.
I mean, let me tell you something. Do you know what's happening with Herschel right now? He in trouble.
Where is Herschel?
Where is he?
They're finna bring him on campaign charges, man, for misappropriating funds. And they leaving his ass out there.
Yeah. Well, more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at 34 minutes after, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, the daughter of Bishop T.D. Jakes, Pastor Sarah Jakes Roberts, was in the middle of a sermon when her wig slipped off, and she took it off and just kept on preaching.
I saw it. She sure did.
I love that. Yes.
I saw it on the internet.
Yeah. Pastor Jakes did not let that moment stop or embarrass her, and she kept going with her powerful sermon. Pastor Sarah Jakes says, quote, "I really don't care because none of this is really necessary. If the wig stays on or not, if the shoes stay on or not, I know what I'm really here for." People are praising Pastor Jakes with comments like, "She is the realest preacher ever."
Mm-hmm. Showing her vulnerability like that. I saw all kinds of comments like that.
I love
Amen,
that.
Pastor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, God Almighty. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I remember the jackpot joint of Jerusalem where Reverend Motown, it was 1976. We was at the National Baptist Convention. I don't know if you remember this, Pastor. It was 1976. We was at the National Baptist Convention, and your belt, your belt was not on good, and your pants dropped to the floor while you was in the middle of a sermon. Do you remember that, Pastor?
Lord God Almighty, do I remember.
Yeah.
I was standing there in all of my glory.
Yes, you are.
Standing there, revealed.
Yeah.
Revealed.
But you was blessed.
And recognized.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I didn't let it stop me. I kept right on.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
I was a Sarita before she was.
Sarah
is a white girl by Hall & Oates.
Sarah style.
If you feel like leaving, you know you can go.
Yes, you can.
But why don't you stay until tomorrow?
Until tomorrow.
Yeah, that's what I said. But anyway, I was standing there and my pants was down round my ankles.
Yes, they were.
I realized that everyone saw what I had been hiding for so long.
Okay, Pat.
All of a sudden,
yeah,
the whole congregation
stood
rushed
up.
Down to the front row. Wasn't no iPhone cameras back then.
Yeah.
But everybody that had a paper camera that was rolling trying to get a click, click, snap, snap, crack a pop.
The Walgreens camera.
Stood there with both hands on my hips.
Yes, you did.
And in my customary Superman pose.
Yeah.
I finished the sermon. Never moved and was a proud of community. You remember that, Jiggy?
I remember that. I was right there. I was right there.
Yes, sir.
And folks came by laying hands on you. I remember that. I remember that. A few ladies come by and laying hands on you.
Yeah. Then they had to get back. Back up now. And I'll tell you another incident. Now, Sister Sarah Jakes is an outstanding one. Love her, love her, daddy. It mean everything to me. I'll admit this. I'll never be the preacher that.
Oh, thank you.
Never. I didn't go to school.
True. You got that right.
I don't know enough scripture. He Time Magazine, Main of the Year, all this here. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't even know me. But I'll tell you another thing I saw, Deacon. I saw Reverend Riley Robinson one time.
Yeah.
Was preaching and his dentures fell out.
Oh. Good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. Gummy to gum.
He wasn't quite as strong as Sister Sarah Jakes. So when his teeth fell out, he fell out right next to the teeth and act like he had passed out. And he was laying on top of his dentures. And while he was laying on top of them, he just slid them back in his head and went on to the hospital.
Ignorant. Really? That's what happened. All right.
Stupid show.
All right. Thank you. Pastor Motown and Deacon Def Jam. Coming up next, it is the nephew with today's prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is everything ain't funny. Okay? Everything ain't funny.
And we'll I mean that.
We'll get into it. Find out what that's all about in just a few, because right now it is time for the nephew and today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
Shirley, I think we're going to do something different here. I mean, we're going to be stupid. That's as normal. But this right here is we're going to make a love deposit. A love deposit. Let me just show you what it is. Here it is. Let's go, cat dog.
Hello?
Hello. I'm trying to reach Tiffany.
This is Tiffany. Who's calling?
This is Karan. How you doing?
I know we've been
going back and forth on the site talking, yeah. And we haven't really talked yet, so
It's okay. I just wasn't expecting a call, but yeah, it's good to hear from you. It's good to hear from you though.
You know, I mean, we've been talking for
a long time,
texting and on the site for at least 5 weeks now.
Yeah, it's been really, I'm glad you called. For real, seriously. Like, and I love your voice. So I'm excited. Hey, what's up?
You got anything going on this weekend?
I don't think so. I just have to, go grocery shopping or whatever. But, other than that, I'm pretty open. What's up?
I was thinking maybe we get together, get a drink or two, just, kind of hang out a little bit, feel each other out. If you're feeling that, I don't want to.
Yeah, that's cool. We can get together. I'm interested, I'm happy you called, and I would love to see you this weekend. You got a place in mind, area?
I was thinking about letting you pick something because, I'd rather go somewhere where you're comfortable, an atmosphere that you're used to. I think that would be the best thing to do.
Okay. Well, let me look. Let me find out. I'll get back to you on that. But, yeah, I'm down for sure.
Just want to hang out a little bit.
Me too.
Cool, cool.
I'm excited.
good. What's good for you? If you want to do or Saturday, it's up to you.
Yeah, let's do Saturday to give me, some time to, get myself together.
Okay.
6 or 7.
Text me on, the location or whatever, wherever you want me to be.
Okay, cool.
I'll be there.
Okay, cool.
Hey, I can't wait to see you.
One more thing.
Okay, let's do this first. Tell me this. What are we wearing? So I don't want to be overdressed or underdressed.
I don't really trip on that. First day could be chill. We don't have to do a $500 dinner or nothing like that. You don't need on a tux. Gotcha. This ain't the Rock Nation brunch,
All right. But if you don't mind, if I could get you to do something for me, could I give you my Cash App?
For what?
Well, what I want to do is, sometimes these things actually go wrong. I don't see it going wrong with me and you because we've had, the way we've been chit-chatting and going back and forth on the site, things have been really, really well. But I would like to get, a love deposit of $250. That way, if this go wrong, at least I haven't wasted my time. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on. I'm just processing what just happened. You said you want me to get your Cash App and send you a love deposit of $200 and something?
$250. That way if this don't go right, then at least I haven't it's like a love deposit. If it goes right, then I give it back to you. If it don't go right, at least I haven't wasted my time. You see what I'm saying?
Karan, are you serious right now?
Yeah.
Okay. This is super weird, and this is weird, and I don't even really know what to say. Other than you could probably lose my number. You a weak dude. Don't call me. You're corny. I'm not interested. You're a bum. I'm straight. I don't know what else to say.
Hold on. I wasn't all that. We've been talking. We've been talking for 5 weeks. Everything's been good. We've been on the site talking to each other.
You trying to ask me for a Cash App for real? A love deposit? How corny are you? Are you serious? Seriously?
I'm Okay, listen.
You got to be out of your mind.
If you believe, listen, look, Tiff, on the real, if you believe in yourself, then you deposit back. You know what I'm saying?
If I believe in myself, get your fool ass out of here. You have lost your f***ing mind, okay? Would you please, like, gather your thoughts? Because I don't know who you think you're talking to, for real. You know what I'm saying? So I need you to do two things. Lose my f***ing number and don't look for me. For real, straight up. Like, this is ridiculous. Like, this is stupid. You ignorant. For real, straight up.
Okay. Show me where I'm wrong. If you believe in yourself, though.
If I believe in myself, ass dude, what you mean if I believe in myself? If you believe in yourself, your ass will move around, get off the phone, and stop wasting my time. For real, I'm about to hang up right now. For real,
Okay.
This is a violation of my space. Straight up.
Okay, before you hang up, though. Hey, you could go your way. I can go mine. You don't want to cash out me to 250. Cool. Got
I ain't
that.
Cash out to 250. Fuck ass, dude.
Okay. Cool. Hey, it is. You know what? It is.
Where?
Is this your loss, though, Tiff? This your loss.
You gotta be out of your rabbit ass mind. Ain't no losses here. Ain't no losses. This is a lesson.
Okay. You know what? I knew this was gonna happen. You know, when a brother try to be real, this is what happened.
Hey, you might as well. Hey, turn around, go the other direction, lock yourself up. Seriously. You want to talk about black men and brotherhood? Like, it's a wrap for you. We don't need you out here. You're useless. Straight up. Like, don't call me. Destroy yourself. For real. I'm done with it. Goodbye.
Okay. Can I tell you something else before you leave real quick?
What?
I just want to let you know that this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your sister, Lachey got me to prank phone call you.
This is crazy.
Your sister Lachey said you got to get my sister. She been on the line. She been on this dating site talking to this guy.
Where is she at? This is stupid.
We got you, baby. We got you good.
Yeah, y'all did. This is crazy. I'm going to get her. This is crazy.
I tell you what.
I'm glad you're not real.
Tell me this. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right.
Okay, now I know.
All right.
Okay.
What do you mean, all right?
What? Okay. You know, y'all act like y'all, you know what gets me every morning is like you don't want my stupid. Like you don't desire my stupid. I don't get that by y'all. Y'all just make me, you make me feel unstupidish. Like you don't want it.
We don't have a choice. We get it whether we want it or not.
Okay. But you make me feel bad now. But you know who want it? New York want it. Earthquake Father's Day comedy show, they want it. It's going down Father's Day night. I've left my family to go to the New Jersey Performing Arts Center, the NJ Pack. I will be there Father's Day night. I have left my wife and kids to come be stupid for New Jersey and all the surrounding way. I have come too far to turn back now. I'm finna be stupid as all get out. Me and Earthquake, Father's Day weekend, Father's Day night, Sunday night. Nah, I'm not going to make it Monday. I'm just going to tell y'all. I'm not going to work on Sunday. I'm not going to make it Monday.
Damn shame.
What?
Why does he get to do this?
Let me say this. July 23rd, Redondo Beach. That's a Sunday. Redondo Beach Performing Arts Center, July 23rd. Nephew Tommy and Friend. That's a Sunday. Listen. How am I going to do that Sunday and get up and come in here and play with y'all on Monday? Where they do that at, Carl?
Every Monday.
Where they do that at?
Here. All right, coming up right next, here. Strawberry Letter. Everything Ain't Funny is a subject. We'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know. It could be yours.
It could be. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, everything ain't funny. Dear Stephen Shirley, I met my boyfriend one day when I was out shopping with my mother and my sister. My mom knew him, so she introduced him to me and told him I was single and available. I hated it whenever she did that because she was dead set on finding a man for me. I didn't know it at the time, but my man, my boyfriend, used to twist my mother up like a pretzel. His exact words. He told me about my mother 7 months into our relationship while we were having sex. He told me that I don't have the stamina that my mama has, and then he burst out laughing. I flipped him off of me and onto the floor, and he was still laughing hysterically, and he said it was a joke. But as I was kicking him out of my house, he told me the truth. He said he and my mom met at the grocery store, and I was in the car. He said he asked my mother about me, but she was being very flirtatious and told him that she was a lot more experienced than her daughter is. My mother is 42 and I'm 25, so this is always an issue with my mother and I. She still looks great, so we compete for men. I should have known when she introduced me to my boyfriend, it was too good to be true. When I confronted her about him, she laughed too. She said she had to try him out first to make sure he was right for me. I found out a week ago, but I still get sick to my stomach when I think about it. Not only did he sleep with my mother first, he had the audacity to laugh in my face right while he was telling me the truth. I want to get revenge and laugh in their faces like they did me. What can I do to even the score? I can shut my mom out of my life. So what do I do? I can't shut my mom out of my life. So what do I do? Should I seek revenge or should I let karma catch up with them later? This is sick. I mean, really, really sick, and sorry, but your mother, who's supposed to be the mature one, the role model here, is to blame for all of this. There's no way she should be competing with you in the man department. There's just no way. She's your mother. That's not what mothers do. And this is not a game to you. I mean, you're 25. You're just starting to really get serious about the men in your life. And this would make anyone sick to their stomach. I see why you're sick to your stomach, especially with them laughing and all of that, like it's a joke. So please don't in the future let your mom know anything about what's going on in your love life. And definitely don't allow her to introduce you to anyone or pick anyone for you. The fact that she said she had to try your guy out first. Do you understand that this is not normal? That's not normal. That's not what normal moms do. I hope you see that. And that man was just really trash to throw that up in your face and to laugh about it. I would usually say don't let a man come between you and your mom. But in this case, I say get away from them all and never let them know anything about your business or who you're dating. And that's the best revenge. Steve?
I wasn't expecting this.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Everything ain't funny. This woman meets this boyfriend through an introduction from her mother. They were in the ghost grocery store. She introduced the boyfriend to his daughter. She hates when she does that, but her mother's dead set on helping her find a man. Well, she said that the mom knew the guy and introduced him. So time went by, and your boyfriend told her one time, I used to twist your mama up like a pretzel. Those were his exact words. I used to twist your mama up like a pretzel. Wow. No. That's a hell of a statement to make. And it's rather shocking. And then he told her about him and his mother 7 months into the relationship while they was having sex. He told me, he told the lady, I don't have the stamina that my mama has, and then he bust out laughing. What kind of guy is this? You know, I don't want to talk about your mama right now. First of all, your mother should have never introduced y'all in the first place. That's just for starters. I mean, if you know you've had this dude before, why would you introduce him to your daughter? Woo. And then to turn around after you confront him and tell your daughter, I had to try him out first to make sure he was good enough. What are y'all doing? I mean, I can't even tell you. This is not how... Anyway. So, I flipped him off of me onto the floor, and he was still laughing. Hysterical. He said it was just a joke. But as I was kicking him out of my house, he told me the truth. He said that him and your mother met at the grocery store, and you were in the car. He said he asked my mother about me then, but she was very flirtatious and told him she was a lot more experienced than her daughter. My mother 42 and I'm 25. That's 15. She had you at 17. So this is always an issue with my mother and I. She still looks great, so we compete for men. I should have known when she introduced me to my boyfriend, it was too good to be true. When I confronted her about him, she laughed too and said she had to try him out first to make sure he was right for me. I be dead.
Hang on, Steve. Okay. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, everything ain't funny. Ain't that the truth? We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, everything ain't funny.
This mother and daughter in the grocery store. She sees a guy. We find out in the letter that she knew. And so she introduced him to her daughter. And they hit it off and they started seeing each other. Well, then they started having a physical relationship. And he told her one day, I used to twist your mama up like a pretzel. Now, while they're having sex, 7 months into the relationship, he's with this girl and says, you ain't got the stamina your mama got. She flips him off on the floor. He's laughing hysterically. And so then he decides to tell her the truth as she was kicking him out the house. Me and your mama, we met at the grocery store, and you was in the car. I asked about you, but your mama said, hey, I'm a lot more, she was real flirtatious and said, I'm a lot more experienced than my daughter because your mama 42, you 25. So she still looks great, so you say y'all compete for the same men. Then you said, when she introduced you to the boyfriend, you knew through it was too, you thought it was too good to be true. When you've confronted her about him, she laughed too. She said she had to try him out to make sure he was right for me. What the hell is going on here? The dude ain't no damn good. And your mama tricky. So you just got people in your life, little sister. Man, you need, first of all, you need a new circle. You need to redo your circle. You have got to change the circle of people you're around. You have to stop fraternizing and socializing with your mother. You're 25. Get yourself some girlfriends. Let her be your mother if she knows how or can wrap that title around her head. But right now she's trying to be your older sister. Y'all competing for the same men, so get out the same circle. You can't compete for the same men if you're not in the same circle. That's for starters. Now, I found out a week ago, but I'm still get sick to my stomach when I think about it. Not only did he sleep with my mother first, he had the audacity to laugh in my face right while he was telling me the truth. I want to get revenge and laugh in their faces like they did me. What can I do to even the score? I can't shut my mom out of my life. So what do I do? Should I seek revenge or should I let karma catch up with them later? First of all, get out of the revenge business, because all that's going to do is consume you with hate. And that's like a cancer. And all that's going to do is take up time that you don't have. And you will accomplish nothing. Seeking revenge accomplishes nothing. I've done it before. It's a waste of time. My life got better once I let it go. You just have to let them go. There's nothing you could do. And so what? You want to laugh in their face? No, you don't. Just let karma take its place. They're not going nowhere. They ain't going nowhere. They're going to all watch you shine one day. She's going to have to come to your wedding with a great guy you done met. He going to have to realize he done lost you, the mama, everything. He's worthless. Don't even worry about this guy. Why would you seek revenge on a meaningless, worthless person? It ain't even worth it. Don't even put your time and effort into it. Don't worry about posting nothing. Don't try to say nothing. Put it on his bulletin board down at his job. You know, you ain't got to, you know, go in the parking lot and leave notes on his car. You know, go down to his job, tape information on his car. You ain't got time to do that. I do all of that. You don't have time for that. I was just throwing some suggestions out. You know, but really, you don't have time for that. He is worthless. Now, your mother, like you say, you can't cut ties with your mom, but you can stop socializing. And that you have to. And then just put her in the mama category. Take her out the friend category. Put her in the mama category and let her stay over there. And y'all ain't got to compete for men. That's crazy.
It really is crazy.
Horrible.
What kind of mother?
Yeah.
She trifling. Your mama mm-hmm. tricky. Mm-hmm. The dude is completely trifling.
He's trash. Yeah,
laughing in your face, but your mama laughing in your face. What was
she had to try him out first?
What?
You ain't got the stamina your mama got. Hell, I'm 25.
That's horrible.
He's just
but he's
laughing
while they're
laughing.
Being intimate. Ooh. That's the crazy thing.
You ain't gonna laugh at me naked, though.
No, you're not. No, you're not. I'm finna put one of these cigar lighters on your ass. I got some torch cigars. I'm finna touch you with a couple of these torches. We're gonna cut out all this laughing. I'm gonna put that blue flame on your ass.
I like the fact that she kicked him out of her house. She flipped him over onto the floor. I do like that. The young lady. Yeah, the 25.
She doesn't deserve that.
Uh-huh.
I mean, nobody, man.
Humiliation. Yeah.
But she
from
wouldn't have gotten it if it wasn't for a mother.
But the mother should have never introduced him in the first place. You've been with this dude. You're going to introduce him to your daughter. Are you crazy?
Yeah. That, how does that make sense?
You find out a man ain't nothing. You turn him on to your child. Oh, you get you.
Not normal. Yeah, all right. Post horrible. Your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and on Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app. You can download it right now. Now, coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, Nephew Tommy is in for Junior and Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, Junior's out today. Tommy is in for Junior with Sports Talk. What you got, Tommy?
Well, we got to show Junior some love. Now, you know, Cures Hope is coming up June 3rd in Dallas, Texas. All right, that's the big walk that's going on. What is the website, Shirley?
It is CuresHope.org. KIERS.org.
Love the way you help. It ain't got the information. I love that.
Yeah, I don't have all of it. But
it's a team effort.
Yeah, it's a team effort now.
Remember teamwork from yesterday?
Yeah.
Teamwork.
Okay. You know, don't, you know what? Don't.
Twerking, baby, twerking.
Well, is it going to be teamwork tonight, Unc? What you think, man? We got it. It's going down. This is the first game of the NBA Finals. This is, the Miami Heat against the Denver Nuggets, baby. First game tonight. Man, who you got?
Nobody is giving Miami a chance.
I know.
Hey, man, do you know what's alarming me? They're crowning Djokovic as the greatest basketball player on earth.
What?
Doc, I've heard several sports shows say this. I'm sitting here going, what?
Why they do that? Doc,
did they kill me? Look, Djokovic is the greatest basketball player on earth right now. What?
Please.
Hey, dog, you trying to tell me you would take Djokovic over the Greek? Are you serious, man?
Not at all.
You got to be kidding me, man.
So are they saying that because he's in the finals? Greek is not. LeBron is not.
He still ain't better than the Greek. He still ain't better than LeBron.
It's just amazing how they are, man.
As soon as they can find
a white person that can play, all of a sudden he the greatest. They was trying to do it with Larry Bird. And let me tell you something, man. That doggone Larry Bird, Lord have mercy. That boy could play some basketball. He wasn't the best player in the league.
But this dude ain't better than Larry Bird.
Undeniable. Man, hell no.
No.
He's not even saying that.
I just get so mad when they do that. He's the greatest basketball player in the world right now. Who? Who? Play the clips.
Run it.
You make a sizzle reel. And let me make a sizzle reel, and you tell me, dog, I'm telling you, that ain't how this works.
Yeah. And they're not out there by themselves. He has a team. That's
teamwork. The finals. Teamwork.
If you take Jamal Murray out of that equation, Denver really.
They're not even in the playoffs. They're not even in the playoffs.
All right, nephew. Thank you. Coming up at the top of the hour, a guy on social media needs some advice from you, Steve. We'll talk about it right after this.
Jimmy Blankety Blank Butler, baby.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
All right, so Steve, Jay on Facebook writes, my fiance and I have officially gotten into our first major disagreement as we plan out our wedding. The question, do we have an open bar or not? She contends that it's a, quote, nice thing to do and will ensure everyone has a good time. My thought is that the day is about us, so their good time comes second to our happiness. And I know how much my friends can drink. I can't speak for her side of the aisle, but I know that that couple $1,000s of booze and bartender money would be much more wisely spent on a house we want to buy. Uncle Steve, who's right?
Are you saying no booze?
No.
Or are you saying just restrict the amount? It is very dangerous to have an open bar.
He's saying open bar, meaning free, meaning
or pay for it.
Well, I think what you have to do is, I don't know your wallet, man, so it's hard for me to say. If you include a certain amount for the reception, this is the amount we're paying for reception, and this price will include food and drinks. Mm-hmm. When the drinks are gone, it's over.
Mm-hmm.
That's good enough. Mm-hmm. Because he is right, it's their day. Because if you open up a bar to inconsiderate people, they're going to drink an inconsiderate amount of liquor.
There you go.
And that is not what you want to do. And he's absolutely right. He know his drunk ass friends. And you're going to put yourself in a hole messing around with them drunk ass friends.
You're going to go deep.
And everybody, when it's endless, man, they get drunk, they just go back, get another one. Get another one.
That's how
it's
we
free.
Sound.
It's open.
Sitting drinks down, walking off, going to get another one. No, man. Put you a dollar amount. This is how much alcohol we got. Sir, we out of Hennessy. Okay, we got any Tito's. Yeah, we got two more shots at Tito's. And then that's it. Yeah, and then that's it. You got down.
All right. Open bar at my wedding.
BYOB.
I think we have time for one more. Nicole on Steve Harvey FM writes, I've been married for 4 years and my husband and I just moved back to town where I grew up. My BFF was at our wedding and has visited us a couple of times in the last few years. But now that I'm back home, we're getting to see each other a lot more. She's what I call a, quote, free spirit, but she's not flaky and does have morals. So when my husband told me last week that she hit on him, I was completely floored. I'm torn. Wow. I want to believe that he's just mistaken and she was just being overly friendly, but he says there was no mistake and he doesn't want me to see her anymore. What should I do? I know my husband should come first, but she's been my friend my whole life. How can I work this out?
What?
She ain't your friend.
No.
What's the matter with you? You stupid. Your husband came to you and told you this? And he letting you know, hey, this finna be a problem. This girl pushing up on me. Now, I'm letting you know this right now. Mm-hmm. This girl, you think your girl ain't your girl. Why would a man come in there and tell that? Now, if he was a no-good man, he'd take advantage of the situation.
Yeah.
But you got a good man.
Mm-hmm. She ain't fine, though. She ain't fine, Steve. She ain't fine, Steve. I'm telling you, she ain't fine.
So you're maybe he saying just has some if integrity. She's
fine. Oh, no, Tommy.
Well, then there's that. There's that.
What the heck?
And then there's that. Okay, there's the integrity thing.
Because
okay,
if she was fine,
you see our point.
What?
This, what you just said right then was really stupid. Stupid never leaves this show. Stupid is always here.
So Steve,
what do you think?
Yeah.
Better check her.
I think he did the right thing by going to his wife on this one. And I think you need to believe your man. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't believe your man, you finna find out some more information. Because you listed her flaws a minute ago.
Yeah.
But you say, but she's a free spirit. Well, okay. Now she's showing you.
But not
but you've overlooked it because y'all was just friends.
Yeah.
Now she's freely hitting on your man. And you stupid if you don't hear to that.
That's right. That's right.
Okay, keep
all right.
on.
Thank you, Steve. Coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so Steve, tell us about this powerful daily green powder drink, Elevate You. Tell us about
it. It's called Elevate You. LEVATE.com. Go and get it. The testimonials are all coming in. It's getting rave reviews. It's doing really, really well. It is selling out. Go to ElevateU.com and get yours. Now, here's the other thing. On June 9th, Walmart will start carrying several new products from Elevate You. They will start carrying these same delicious green drinks in stick powder form. You can now have them to go.
Convenient.
And just convenient, put the pack in your, it's convenient.
And your purse.
Secondly, secondly, we're coming up with three delicious gummies. The gummies will help you with one for digestion, one for your immunity, and one for your metabolism. So if you want to get a boost, better digestion, and take care, better care of yourself, the new Elevate You gummies will be in Walmart on June 9th.
Louder.
Is you listening?
Louder.
The 9th. N-I-F-T-H. The 9th.
Just in time for Juneteenth.
On June.
All right.
You're showing at the store.
Yeah.
You heard Elevate them. Elevate You.
.com.
Coming up at 33 minutes after, we'll play another round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Time for a round of Would You Rather, guys. Would you rather spend the rest of your life totally indoors or totally outdoors? We outside or we inside? What?
I'm going to go outside. I got I'm out there forever, though.
Outside.
The rest of your life.
I'm going to give me a tent. Yeah, give me a tent.
I'm going to figure something out.
You're inside, just standing out there.
Ooh. What, Steve? What did you say?
No, I got to get a tent or something. You can't just be talking about just standing out there.
This can't be naked and afraid.
Yeah, I'm telling you right now, your ass ain't no animal. You ain't no bear. Well, you just go lay down in the winter and get me comfortable. No, Lord. I stay out here, but we're going to need a tent, some heaters.
Okay. Something, huh?
All right. So would you rather travel in a tiny house or a camper van then? Keeping kind of on that same theme.
Camper van. I'm not traveling in a tiny house.
But you could put it up to.
I don't like the tiny house.
No, hell no.
But you could go where you want.
They're too
house.
Damn tiny.
But that bathroom is too close to the kitchen.
To the
though.
Kitchen.
It's
just too
close. It's right next to the stove.
Yeah.
If you can sit on the toilet and handle your business and check on your food in the oven at the same time, we're too damn close. We're too damn close, man. If they sitting right there watching TV and me, we too damn close.
There's a door on the bathroom in the tiny house.
Oh, damn that. Not in no tiny house. They just let a lid down. And then they have all these little tricks, like you open it up one day, it's a toilet. You open it up another day, it's a cabinet. Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
Hell no. I need like it to be a toilet today.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't need all that. What do you mean it's not a toilet in 2 weeks? What?
All right.
Now,
would you rather have...
We got some company over the house, and they sitting over there in the living room, and I'm right there on the toilet.
We get it.
Training. But we all trying to ignore each other because we in this tiny house trying to act like it's spacious. Now, I'm trying not to make eye contact at him while I'm over here grunting my ass off. I'm over here, man. And everybody trying not to look at each other so we can respect our boundaries and stuff. Now, I got a towel up in my hand trying to create some type of little curtain, but they can still hear me.
You need to elevate you, okay?
You need some fiber and some fruit.
Yeah. Last one. Would you rather have sex with one person for the rest of your life or multiple people, but only in one position?
I'm not answering that. I'm not doing that.
You
think I'm stupid. I'm not
going to be a divorce court. The one I'm sleeping with right now. You're not finna get me to want nothing else. Man, the hell, I wish I would.
Coming up in 49 minutes after the hour, our last break of the day, and we'll have some closing remarks from the one and only Steve Harvey right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, guys, here we are. Last break of the day on this Thursday. It's been a good day. It's been a good day. Thanks to everyone.
What a day.
Every day. We appreciate you so much. We really, really do.
And make sure you download that free iHeartRadio app in case you missed
the
moment of the show.
That's
right.
Tell
them, Tommy, do it.
Mm-hmm.
Do it today. That's right. So, Steve, earlier today you were talking about a quote.
Yeah, so I thought it'd be a good closing remark to remind people of the difficulty of what we're facing oftentimes. And I'm talking to everybody, but especially to men. Because I think it's important, man, because men need encouragement. Because there's a lot of men out there doing some great work, man, and we just don't oftentimes get the credit that we deserve. It's a lot of brothers out there, man, who've taken on families that weren't originally theirs. There are a lot of men in there who've stepped in to a lot of single mothers out here who had children and is picking up the load from something some man somewhere walked off and walked away from. And to you brothers out there, man, keep doing what you're doing. I know it's discouraging. So I'm saying I'm talking to everybody because I need women to listen to this too. Because oftentimes we get strawberry letters or I get questions asked of me because these women who have these men in their lives that are helping them raise these kids, they think that they're being too hard on the boys. And I just don't think that he should be. And I tell him, and then the man is frustrated because the man who done stepped in to help you raise your family is trying to teach you something about this boy that you do not know. It is impossible. I'm telling you, it is impossible for a woman to be able to train a young man into manhood. You don't know what it is. It is impossible for a man to train a girl into womanhood because we don't know what it is. There are too many intricacies about being a woman that we know nothing about that only a woman can share with a young girl. Well, it's vice versa. The same thing applies to men. There are things we know about this journey we on called manhood that we can share with a young boy if you just let us. Now look, as long as the man in your life is not abusive to your children, man, let this man show your son how to do some things. Let this man put some requirements on him. Because the thing I've learned, man, about the difference between a man's love, a father's love, and a father's love comes with certain conditions. A mother's love is unconditional love. It's unconditional. What you do, what you say, I love you anyway. A father's a little bit different. If you do what I say, I love you anyway. But if you constantly disobeying me and you ain't coming up to the mark, hey man, me and you gonna have a problem with this thing you looking for called love. It is because we know in this journey to manhood that we are going to have to be things whether we want to be or not. I taught my young sons all along, I'm not going to have to keep spanking you because in a minute life going to spank you for me. I'm not going to have to check you because life going to check you. And manhood knocks on the door. You don't have to open it. But when manhood come, you ain't got to open the door because it will kick it in. I don't give a damn if you sitting in there playing video games in your drawers or you got a girl in there. When manhood kick that door in, it don't give a damn ready or not. It's time. And so we try to prepare our men for that. And it led me to all this to say this quote that I heard that means so much. It said, hard times create strong men. Strong men create good times. Good times create weak men, and weak men create hard times. That's why I'm in my son's ass. Because I already know that if I don't get in your ass, if I don't make it tough for you, that you are going to be weak. Because listen to me, my father had hard times. Slick Harvey had them hard. I had some hard times living in a car and all this here, man, watching my life get flipped over several times. But guess what? It created strong men. Me and my father were strong men. Well, guess what? Now as a strong man, I've created some good times. My family don't have the life I had. See, I fixed my family up so they don't have to go through what I went through. But I got to be careful. Because good times, if I don't get in my boy's ass, gonna create a couple of three weak men. And if them boys is weak and are incapable of taking care of families, incapable of enduring, incapable of thinking, incapable of pursuing, incapable of persevering, if they are incapable, all that I work for will be in vain. And I'm sad to say this, but this generation right here, this generation we looking at right now, that's the one thing I'm disappointed in them. Because there's a lot of these dudes out here that's just weak, man, that want a woman to take care of them, always talking about what a woman got to bring to the table. Hey, no, dog. What do you bring to the table? If you make the table, a woman know how to set it. But you ask them to come in here and make the table too? Hey, your punk ass, I tell you what, that's why we having the problems we having today. Because your ass ain't the man you supposed to be. Step up to the plate, bros. I'm sorry. That's our job. That's our only job. And if we don't do it, who else will? Those are my closing remarks today. So I know I done lost a couple radio fans on this one, but okay, whatever. I'll get some more. I bring back little big shots. I'll create some more kids that like me. Y'all have a great day.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.